Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I love all the storms.
Is that sarcasm?
I've never seen so many. Have you ever seen this many storms in all your life?
Well, my goodness, we're halfway through June. I mean, it should be like, you know, storm free. All that should be behind you now, and I don't get it. And so it's
I don't either. I mean, all the golfers are really disgusted because, you know, I mean, you never know if it's going to be lightning. I know Sunday night they said, you know, 75-mile-an-hour wind, you know, take cover. Everybody was worried to death, and everybody was saying, if you've got all your trash deals out, put them in the garage.
Yeah.
You know, they won't even be here by morning.
Batten down the hatches.
Yeah. And at my house, I don't think it was but 27 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't ever get that bad. But there was some other places, Bonham and over here in East Texas, you know, it blew a lot of things away. And then out west of us, you know, they showed some tornadoes. So it's the worst spring I've seen in many a year.
I know it. I mean, by now, it's almost like all the seasons are kind of weird now, you know? It's just like the spring, we've seen like tornadoes, and then there was tornadoes in the winter, and then it's like all the rain that you've had, and then it's so bizarre because all the stormy stuff is normally calm by now, and, you know, and you're just having storms as though you're in the heart of, you know, tornado season in spring, and it just doesn't seem to end. I don't know what's going on.
I don't think it's going to end. I'm kind of worried about that.
we're only a few weeks away. We're staring down July 4th at this point. It's like we shouldn't.
I know. I mean, you know, that's what I'm wondering about. If anybody will be out in July the 4th.
Yeah.
And the temperature, you know, is 70, 73 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a week ago it was 194.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all gone away.
We're usually complaining about how hot it is at this point and saying, where's all the rain?
You know, if we have very many days without sunshine, my gate won't even open.
Oh,
it's a solar gate.
I forgot about that. Oh,
yeah. It's solar. So, you know, when it gets cloudy for several days, the gate won't even open. And you've got to start doing it by hand.
I bet you've never had to worry about that before. Wow.
Well, not in a long time.
My word, it
happens real quick if the sun doesn't shine, I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's strange when you have like 27 miles an hour winds, and then, you know, like right down the street or around the corner, it's 75. I mean, that's kind of strange.
That's exactly right. And they explained that it was pockets of 75 and pockets of 27.
Oh.
I didn't understand that. I still don't. And they said, you know, in the same county, the wind can be blowing two different amounts.
That's so weird.
Instead of, you know, usually when they say a storm's coming, they say this is what per miles per hour it is. But this one, they were saying 27 or 75.
That's a big difference. I mean, it's not like it's even close.
It's a huge difference.
Wow.
And then over by Fort Worth, they're saying there's funnel clouds right over the city.
Oh, geez.
And I'm thinking, are they coming my way? Or are they going to go east? I didn't know where they were going.
Boy.
And thank goodness they did turn, and they didn't come on up here.
Boy, there's nothing. Was that in daylight or was that in the dark?
It was almost dark when all that happened.
Oh, that's
the
worst.
Dusty dark, yeah.
Boy,
it is, because you can't see it coming.
I know it. You hear it, and they say it, so you kind of like wander over to the window and carefully, you know, look out. But when it's like in between light and dark, you can't really tell what's just, you know, it's turning nighttime dark, or it's clouds, or it's rain. You can't tell the difference of anything, and you feel completely helpless and totally in the dark.
Well, and the sirens were going off.
Oh.
Yeah, the sirens were going off. They were saying, you know, this is severe. Y'all better take cover.
Wow. That's when you, like, clear out under the stairway and, you know, get the pillows
and
mattresses.
That's right. You get under the stairway with your blankies and your pillows and all that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The sirens start going off. That's one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard. Wow.
And we lost electricity for hours.
Really?
I think it was 2:30 in the morning before the electricity came back out.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I couldn't understand why that the electricity went off. it just doesn't seem like it would have went off if you didn't have a violent something happening.
I know it. Yeah, there must have been something violent. You might have had like 27-mile-an-hour winds, but maybe where the the lines or the power station is, it may have been that's where the 75 was.
That could have been what the problem was.
Boy,
because I know it did a lot of damage in East Texas, wow. But not here.
Well, you got lucky then.
And then
I'll
out west
you.
Of us, they had the tornadoes.
Yeah. Boy, when the power goes off at night like that, you know, there's storms around. It's like every single sound you start. I mean, it's like you can hear everything just amplified. And it's really terrifying to sit like that in the dark and the quiet. It's a quiet like you've never heard before.
That's right. Because, you know, we're all have noise all the time. And yeah. Then you have no noise.
Yeah.
And then it's very dark. And you've got one flashlight.
Oh, geez. And that's when you're hoping that you have enough batteries.
That's right. And I didn't remember that. I only had one flashlight. I'm going, oh, well, you know, we'll be okay.
we'll make it a game. Let's play Pioneer. And so
right. I always say we're going to play some kind of game.
Oh, wow. How does the puppy handle storms? Does she even know?
She didn't do very well. She got up on my bed and started barking, and then she started growling at the weather.
Oh.
As little as she was just growling.
Wow.
You know, she thought it was something terrible fixing to happen. And, she started growling at the weather.
Jeez. You know, sometimes they say that dogs and cats know, or all animals, cows, horses, they can sense things happening in the weather before we even know.
That's right. They do. They have a sixth sense of it.
Mm. Boy, that's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, she never makes a sound like that, and then all of a sudden it's barking.
No, I've never heard a growl in my life. She's up on the bed looking out the window growling.
Ooh.
You know, the sound of that wind, I guess, was very frightening to her.
I'm sure. And I'm sure it's at a pitch that's not good for, you know, like, I know they hear on a different length than we do. So maybe that was one of those that made her, like, ears want to pop or something like that. That low rumbling
sound.
That's
right. Sound. It could have been.
Boy, that's scary. I'm glad you didn't have any damage, though. That was good.
I'm very glad we didn't have any damage.
Well, boy, I don't remember being this close to July 4th and talking about, you know, storms and
that's right,
73.
About storms, no sunshine, you know, cloudy days. I mean, it's unusual.
Yeah. Boy, look at it this way. If there is a storm in a few weeks on or near July 4th, maybe the thunder and lightning will be like nature's fireworks.
Who knows? It could be.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all. That's terrifying. Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. It's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. So what's good news from this week? What stuff has been happening?
Well, we've got policies. We've bid on. We hope we get them. We're finishing up a policy. Might be a little bit of room for someone. It pays 37%. It started out, we talked about it the other day, nose, throat, and now it's moved down to the pelvis area. So it has metastasized all the way down his body. And they, you know, they only gave him like 21 months.
Oh, wow. And it pays 37%?
So, yeah, I believe that's right. I believe it's 37.
Wow.
So I think it's a great policy. I wouldn't have bought it otherwise, because we've had some of these sinus cancers. And they don't ever seem to survive. I don't know if it's the location inside the nose and the throat. I don't know if it's that they have trouble, because he's had radiation. He's had everything. And then the next thing you know, when he went back to the doctor, you know, it had spread, and it was in the groin area and in the lymph nodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when you... I know that people don't always read all the information. They just know if you get it, you've already read all that. You've screened it 100 million times, 1,000 different ways. And so you see things in these so that people don't have to. But if anybody wants to go and see all this, I mean, you can see information like that. And when see, I think probably when people see that kind of information, they go, they understand, okay, this is something that I want to get into. This is something that I want to invest in because, well, I mean, not only the LE and the information, but, you know, you see that big 37% return and something like that. I would think that that, if it's not already, you know, gone by next week, I think that will probably go pretty fast. I mean, that's quite a lot of stuff.
It should, because I think it's a really good policy. I don't think he's going to live long,
yeah,
you know, with everything that's happened, because they've already tried the radiation and everything else that would have cured it. And instead of curing it, it just kept growing.
Yeah.
And as I said, now it's in the other part of his body. And we're bidding on another one, and I don't know if we're going to get it or not, but it is a really great policy also. They gave the man, you know, a short time span, and the premiums are so low, you won't even notice it. The premiums are like 0.04.
Whoa.
You know, I mean, it's tiny, tiny premiums.
Really?
Yes. And I have bid it hard trying to get it, because we would love to do this policy for the clients. I know they would really like it if we can get it.
You know, when you look at, because I know you weigh a lot of different things, and all these different factors play a different role in where you decide is going to be the cutoff when you're starting to bid. Is there a spot where you say, okay, to keep, you know, with premiums where they are, to keep the profit level where we want it to be, this has to be our number? How much wiggle room do you usually allow yourself in that range to still?
Well, lots of times, you know, if like it's, you know, like 20 months, then we want to be able to give them, you know, 28% or 30%. Sometimes we can give them a lot more. We have one we're bidding on now. It's 28 months, you know. And it's going to pay 37%, so that's a, you know, that's a big adjustment there. But this guy that I'm bidding on now started out with lung cancer, and of course it's already advanced to his brain, and it's got you know, a good percentage. You know, when you can make 37%, and the premium is $963 on $2.5 million.
Oh, wow.
You know, $10 a piece or something like that. You know, it's very, very small, you know. And we had two LAs on it. We had one for 30 months and one for 25. So nobody thought he was going to live a long time, I can assure you.
Yeah.
But the total profit for the clients is like $676,000.
Wow.
So there's a lot of profit on the thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you figure 37% on a $2.5 million policy. You know, they've got a lot. They're making a lot.
Yeah. So when you mention premiums, like, you know, as low as those are, is that a normal thing, or is that more like in kind of like a once in a while kind of?
We're trying to keep all of them low. Sometimes they're a little higher, but we're not doing them near as high as we used to, because we discovered if it went over, you know, people didn't want to pay that much. So we're very, very careful about what the premiums are, you know, how long the policy's for, what kind of cancer it is, and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If it says they're doing sprints, you know, I know that the cancer isn't very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we've had a couple of people lately that have been in and out of the hospital, and they've got dysphagia, they've got everything, because it is so bad. So that's what you have to look for. Then you look to see what they're on, you know, kind of pain medication, and how many cancer drugs they're on.
Yeah, that's a big indicator, you know. So you're looking at a lot of information here.
Yeah, and this one lady that has cancer, it left her vocal cords immobile. And there's speech therapy because of the cancer, you know, eating away. And then you know, they were trying to give her all these drugs and do all this thing for her, and it's affected her speech, everything else.
Mm. Wow. You know, I know that people get used to, you know, premiums being super low, and I know they're much better than they have been before. And I know that that's one of the big things that you always look at when you're looking at policies. Is there ever a time where maybe the premium, and I don't want to say high by any means, because you're the range of premiums you're looking at, even before you start bidding, the range of premiums that you're looking at is very, very low to start with. So within that low range, that standard, that threshold that you have, do people ever look at, like, say, I don't know, say there was a 1% premium and they're used to like 0.4, is sometimes maybe the perspective of a low premium a little bit skewed if people get used to, like,
even if it's a little higher than usual, if the policy is good enough, it's worth doing.
Yeah.
If it's not a good policy, then it's not worth it at any cost. But when you look at it and you read it real thoroughly, if you feel like it's going to come in early or on time, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Now, if you don't feel like it's that dire, you know, the one we were just talking about, it was discovered in 25, so they haven't had it long, and they don't have long to live either.
Hmm.
So, you know, that tells you something. Now, if they've had it, we looked at one the other day, they've had it since 2018. I said, they're not ever going to die.
Yeah.
You know, if they've lived this long with cancer, it's not serious.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
And they're probably going to outlive it.
Yeah.
May live forever. But when they're really, really sick and it's moved all over their body and it's a short time and they got it in like 22 or 23, you know, we feel like it's going to come in on time and they are going to pass away.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds we want. We don't want these that say, well, I'm going to do long distance running, because we know they're not ill.
Yeah. You know, lifestyle plays a big role in it, you know, and you're...
It does. It plays a big role.
There's a ton of policies that you'll get that you don't even bid on because of things like that, you know, or even, you know, if a policy comes across, you know, and I don't know, it's been in place for, I don't know, several years. You obviously know, like you said, you know, this may mature in like 40 years, you know. So,
well, and we looked also to see, can it be converted? If it's a term policy, can it be converted to a permanent life where the premium will stay the same the rest of their life?
Yeah.
Is it past the conversion date?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have already been converted, and that's a good thing. Or we don't want to go past the conversion date. You don't have that opportunity for lower premiums and permanent insurance. So all those factors are really, really important. And, of course, the most important is how long they've had the cancer, what kind of cancer, and their age. You know, we're not taking anybody over 76.
Yeah. You've been there and done that.
If it's 80 or 90 years old, I don't even want to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
I've had my fill of that.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to end up being like 120 years old and in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, and you know, we talked to a guy the other day that had a real bad heart, and he went to the heart doctor in a small town, and was going to try. He's 94, wanted to try to get something done. They said, at your age, we wouldn't operate on you. We don't do that at your age. And yet the really wealthy guy we've got, Mr. Denton, you know, they did all kinds of things on him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to live a couple more years because of it. And I would have thought at his age, they would not have operated on him.
Yeah.
But I guess if you've got enough money, they'll do it anyway.
Yeah. If you have enough money, you can make anything happen. You can change the rotation of the earth.
You can make things happen, yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, I know that when you look at these policies, sometimes people will, they'll take a glance at it. They'll look at it for, I don't know, maybe a minute or two and say, nah, premium's too high, I'm out. And sometimes that's not always the, I guess maybe the, it's not, how do I say this the right way? When you're bidding on policies, it's all these things that you just talked about combined. It's not just one thing here or one thing there. So if a premium might be a little bit higher than some other ones that people are used to, there's a reason you still bid on it. And there's, you know, things.
That's right.
In
if I thought that the premium would never be a problem, I would go ahead and bid on it. And I did that on the one we're filling right now. It was a little bit higher than what we usually do, but I felt like that we were not at risk on it because I felt like that it would come in on time, and I still do.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm getting it filled now, because I feel good about the policy. As I said, it started out in the sinuses and in the throat, and now it's moved on down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know it's a good policy, and it's paying good. So, you know, that's why I wanted everybody to get in that.
Yeah.
And,
which one is it? Which policy is that one? Which one is it?
The Novak. The Novak policy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Novak.
And I don't.
And Novak is a policy that we bid earlier in April. We never could get the guy to sign it, and he finally signed it, you know, in late May. Finally signed the contract.
Hmm. And so now.
And in the meantime, we had bid on a lady's policy, and, you know, they were saying, you know, that she had 20 months, and she didn't have 20 months. She didn't even have a week. She died before we ever got the contract signed.
Yeah. I mean, that was a shock.
A real shock. And we've had two in the last month.
Yeah.
That they have passed away before we got through. So they come to the table, but it's really too late.
Yeah.
You know?
Even though it may say 21, it may be.
Yeah, I mean, the doctors were giving her 21 months. She didn't have 21 months. She's way too ill.
Yeah, yeah, not even close. So, I mean, I don't know for like the Novak policy. I don't know if it's, you know, filled yet or not. But say early next week, if people have gotten an email, would it be worth at least calling
they
you?
They can call us and see if we have filled it and see if there's any place left. There's only 112,000 left now.
Oh, wow. So there's not a whole lot of room, but if there's a spot.
There's a little bit of room, but not much. So if somebody wanted to get in it, you know, they would need to call first thing on Monday.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I know you had a string of big ones all right in a row. I think it was last week we were talking about them. So.
Yeah, we did three in a row.
Yeah.
We did three policies, and all of them are great policies. Everybody signed up for those, and we got those closed out, sent to the bank. And Novak is the last one of that group.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So the other ones are already gone. Novak, only one left. Great policy. So maybe somebody has an email already, and they maybe need to either check it or go back and maybe relook at it if they do.
Yeah, reread the thing and see what you think. I mean, maybe they didn't take time to read all the information, and it gives it everything, you know, from start to finish.
Cool. Well, and hopefully there might be a little bit of room left Monday morning, but I wouldn't lollygag, that's for sure.
I wouldn't count on it, but they can call. If we've still got some left, we'll put them in.
Cool. Let's switch over real quick to annuities. And I feel like a broken record when I say this, but I have to ask, because late last year, there were rumors going around that the bonuses were going to go away. And I keep asking every week, do we still have the bonuses? And so far you said yes.
The bonuses didn't go away. And, you know, the rates went down, and the fixed rate, if somebody's between 80 and 90, that little old fixed rate policy, you can get a 3-year, a 5-year, a 7-year, and it pays 5.5.
Wow.
And that's for the senior, really senior citizens. Because they can't get the one with the bonus after 82.
Really?
So in order to get that bonus, you've got to be in the other policies. Your age is a factor. I had someone this week that wanted that, and I didn't ask them their age. And I just thought, well, you know, they're probably young enough.
Sure.
And when she came over to Midland, I found out she was older. And she said, now, exactly why can't I have that policy? And I said, well, exactly, it's your age, ma'am. I said, you're going to have to do this other one. And so she said, okay. She said, give me the five-year one then.
In all honesty, I don't know that I would have known that either. I would have probably asked about that one too. I didn't know. What is it? 80? Is there a
82? At 82, they're not going to let you get the bonus. So you've got to do this before you're 82.
Well,
in order to get the 14%. So let's say from 20 years old to 82, you've got plenty of room in there.
It's a big gap to take advantage of it.
It's a big gap. You can take advantage of it. But you can have mother, dad, grandmother, great-grandmother up to a certain age.
Wow. And then over 82, there's still options. You can still put somebody in an annuity over 82.
You've got to do a 3, 5, or 7. And no bonus.
All right.
Well, it's a fixed rate, 5.5.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
And it's still above what the banks pay.
Yeah, it is. What are banks, around 4 or something?
Yeah.
Ish.
And some of them is still less than that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and you
I
know
mean,
that money market account we have at Nevada Trust, you know, it went down a little bit, but, you know, it's always paid a little over 4. And I looked the other day, and all these banks gave what their money market accounts were, and not one of them had that good a rate.
I'm sure. Market. Yeah.
Yeah, their money market accounts were really bad.
You know, it's just every time we talk about annuities, and I know I've said this before, but this is just another example of why I just keep saying to myself, every time annuities come up, they just seem to be getting better and better and stronger, and it just beats other options that are out there for conservative investments.
You know, they did a study on people that have stock accounts. So remember, the losses you can take are on stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and those annuities that they have over there because they have mutual funds in them. They're not fixed annuities like we do. They're not, you know, index annuities like we do. They're variable annuities, which means it's like it's got mutual funds in it.
Yeah.
And so they figured, they did a study to see how much it was paying and, you know, what their taxes were. So if they were making 3%, let's say they were paying them 3, and then their tax bracket is 28%. They're actually going to get 1 point something, you know, over the mutual fund house. So you have to figure what it is, and then you get an annuity tax deferred. So ours is growing with no taxes right now, and yet that you've got to pay taxes over there on the other.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes a big difference. If you're paying tax now on your investments, or if it's tax deferred, that's a big difference.
That is.
So if it's tax deferred like we've got, you can grow that money a lot faster, and then you don't have to pay taxes till you start taking it out.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a big difference.
It is. 2 or 3% is very, very large. And I'm people probably don't take into, I know we've said before that, you know, the annuities are tax deferred, but I don't know that people actually have put it in that same perspective before is with, you know, variable. It's like you have your profit, but then you have to take into consideration the tax, which means that comes out, which means your profit is down to like 1. And so it just makes that gap even bigger. And I don't think we've really put it in perspective like that. That almost like it's a slap in the face.
And that's the whole deal on it. If you don't figure that 28... And we're figuring low taxes, you know, 28%.
Yeah.
We're not figuring, you know, 30-something percent or anything for taxes. You know, we're figuring this low tax deal for them. But still, when you take that 28% tax deal on your profit, and then it comes down, it's a lot less than what you thought going in. So over here at the annuity side, it's not only tax deferred, it's compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the safety factor you don't have over the stock market.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a stop gap where that if the stock goes down that day that yours doesn't lose. I mean, you go down with right everybody else. whether you've got mutual funds or stocks or, you know, if it goes down, you take the loss.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't come back up for a while or a long time. Annuities, it doesn't go down because it's not directly in the stock market. And that's something everybody should write down. It's not directly in the stock market. Mm-hmm. That's what protects you. You're inside an annuity where it's safe. It just mirrors the stock market.
Yeah.
And when the stock market goes up, this goes up, you make a profit. If the stock market goes down, it stops right there.
Yeah. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and see.
No,
oh,
you don't have
gosh.
To check this in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And everybody I've got has been making good money on their annuities. They're still paying out after many, many years.
Yeah. And they're so...
A lot of them started taking that 10%. Then a lot of them didn't take it for 4 or 5 years and let it really build up. So they had a lot of interest in that thing. And then they start taking it, and they've never run out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like it becomes money on top of money, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's
safe investment. It's a mom and pop investment.
Yeah. Can we say that it's almost like getting like an annual paycheck?
It is, because a lot of the people take their annuity and say, I want lifetime income.
Yeah.
And they'll fix it for every year you get paid every year till you die. And it stops when you die because that's one of those type of deals. Then they've got some that's got joint ownership. So you get it till you die, and then the wife gets the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. And then people
and
can
so
also...
It can be done a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a lot of ways to set it up. And you can set it up, you know, as with your beneficiary, whoever you want. And then at some point, if something happens and you no longer want them to be your beneficiary, then you can change it. It's not like it's etched in stone forever and ever. It's flexible. There's plenty of options with it. You've got the 1 year and the 2 year options as well.
And you can do. There's so many ways, and you know they've worked so hard on annuities to give you so many choices that it's just amazing all the things you can do. And if they have a fund and they're an index fund that's not performing, they take it out.
Yeah.
They say, well, that one's not very good, so they take it out and replace it.
Didn't they just did that, what, last year? They made some
last
changes?
Last year, they took Blackstone out. Mm-hmm. It was not performing that well.
That
and a couple others.
Too. Yeah.
And they put something else good.
Yeah, so they're always evaluating. I mean, it's not just like, you know.
They're always checking at the end of the period to see who's performed well.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one thing if people just get into something and then in 20 years, let's see what happens. But it's just like the we say all the time, the annuities just get better and better. And there's 1,000 reasons why. And the fact that they go through and they check them like that and they make sure that they're performing. And if they're not, they replace them with ones that are. And if it's constantly improving. It's not just we set it up, 50 years ago. And good luck with it. It's the same thing as it is. It's always improving. And so I think people...
And, and there's some companies that are better than others. You know, that's what amazes me. The proof is in the way they do business.
Yeah.
One of the biggest annuity companies, you have to take a payout. You can't just walk away at the end of the period. With the ones we use, you can walk away. It's a walk away. At the end of the time, you can say, give me a check. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, I don't want to do anything with it in the time. I just want to leave it right there and renew and let my grandkids or great-grandkids have it.
Yeah.
But I know some companies at the end of the term, they say, no, you've got to keep it at least 5 years after death.
Mm. And so these, you don't have to do that.
No, you can walk away with it, and they'll give you a check immediately.
Cool. And it's
no penalties.
No
penalties.
Oh, really? No penalties
no
at all?
No penalties.
See, now that's a big one, because that's another hidden way that a lot of people will get you, is all the hidden penalties and hidden fees and silliness
and
like
that. They tell you the fees up front. The penalty starts at the first of the 10-year, and it's declining every year.
Wow.
So at the end of the 10 years, there's no penalty left.
Wow. You know, it's just, I don't know, annuities just seem like they're just so underappreciated, undervalued, underrated, maybe. I don't know. It's just, there's 14
they're like
choices?
Apple pie and things like that.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like apple pie.
That's right, and that's what an annuity is.
Annuities?
It's like mama's apple pie, let me tell you.
Wow. I've never heard that put that way before. Annuities are like grandma's apple pie.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
They are.
Oh, there's something
they're all American. Annuities is all American. And, you know, the companies that we use that won has been in business over 100 years.
Jeez.
100 years and going. There were $60 billion.
Good
now,
Lord.
That might not sound like a lot. I guarantee you couldn't stack it in one room.
No. $60 billion
with
a B.
That's right. Billions, folks.
Wow.
We're not talking about some measly little million-dollar deals.
No. This isn't just something that somebody started in their garage last week. So
that's right.
There's
and you don't
of...
want to go with some little old podunk company that's been in business 5 years or 4 years or something like that, and they're saying, oh, put your money with us. We pay better. They pay better if they stay in business.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you always want an old line company.
Yeah, you got to have that foundation. You got to have that that experience. You've got to have all of it that comes with this. And it's just there's not. I can't find anything bad about annuities at all. You know, and you've got.
I don't either. I love annuities. I don't like the mutual funds and those variables, but you know, I don't want to buy a variable and get a loss.
No.
But as long as it's a fixed indexed annuity, it's a great deal.
It really
is. And I love them.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Father's Day.
Of course. Why didn't I?
Of course.
Oh, Lord.
What's wrong with you? You didn't know we had Father's Day coming up?
What's wrong with you? Not the first time somebody's asked me that either. So
I know. Well, you know.
Yes, I did forget.
How could you forget that? Everybody's
don't know.
Looking forward to this. Okay. How many people do you think play golf?
Oh, geez. 25 million.
You guessed it right on the head.
Are you serious?
First time you've ever done that.
Wow.
25 million, and they're mostly men, as you know.
Well, of course.
Okay. How many men are all together? How many people fish?
Oh, see, now I'm going to stop the test now while I'm ahead. So.
Oh, yeah. You want to stop before I have right. you handle all this.
I'm going to blow it now. 10 million.
58 million.
Oh, really? It's more than golf?
This is so big in our country, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay, how about hunters? How many people do you think are real hunters?
See, okay, now real hunters or like wannabe pretend hunters?
Well, they go out there and they've got a gun.
Yeah, but some people do it to look cool, and others know
there
what they're
you
doing.
Go. You're talking about the amateurs.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, oh, geez, 65 million.
No, 14.4 million.
See, I went the wrong way. I knew it.
There's not near enough people out there hunting, you know, that does it. That's why it's mostly real people. You
yeah.
know, it's not the amateurs hunting, really.
See, that's what it was.
And
I was taking the amateurs.
I got to thinking about if you were a husband, a father, a dad, what would you really like for Father's Day? So I made a list of what I think they need.
Oh, cool.
Okay. They need a golf cooler that has their name on it.
Of course.
An engraved golf log.
Nice.
How about that?
You need that.
A new golf bag.
Okay. I'm writing
personalized golf balls.
Golf balls. Okay. Got it.
A new wedge or a new putter. Nice. Or how about just giving them the whole thing?
Now that's even better. Just don't
know
even tease them.
Okay. And then I said, have their pickup detail. That would be a nice gift.
Oh, now that is nice. That's a good idea.
Sleep late. A smartwatch. Everybody needs a smartwatch.
Now, that's true.
I mean, they really do. So every man should have one. And the women, that's what they ought to get them, is a smartwatch.
That's a good idea.
It'll tell you how far they've walked, how far their heart is. You know, it'll tell them everything in the world.
Tell you exactly where they are at all times of day.
That's, oh, yeah, I thought about that. I forgot about that. Okay, another thing for fishermen, and I've never heard of this before, it's a forecast station.
Really?
Helps you locate the fish.
Really? They have that? That's a thing?
I saw it.
Wow. Well, I didn't even know that. Let me write that down.
And for a fisherman, a new rod and reel, how about lures?
Ooh, yes.
Or a new tackle box.
Can you get a personalized tackle box? Is that a thing?
I think you can. Seems like all these places have personalized things.
See, now that's important. And
golf shoes would really be nice.
Hmm, that is true.
Or the glove, the leather.
Yep. We'll write that down. This list is getting very long.
I know, but there's so many things I thought of.
I know. They're so good, I have to write them all down.
And, you know, I didn't say golf shirts, but they never have too many golf shirts.
No, you can never have too many.
And really, I think a new putter would really be really nice.
That would be nice, yes. Jeez.
Or a new wedge. I mean,
see now,
all these specialized golf clubs are really nice.
Now, we can run out right after the show. There's plenty of stores that you can actually go to and pick up all this stuff. I know it. You don't
have
to wait.
They need to do it before tomorrow.
Well, I know.
You know, they've got to get on it. You can't just think about it and sit down.
That's kind of what I do. I just think about it and sit down. So I thought I'm done.
Yeah, no, you've got to get on this. And most of it, you can go to either the golf shop. There's a lot of places that sell this without going to the country club. But you could run out to the country club and get it.
You could, yeah.
Because it's in stock. And then you can look up the golf shops that carry all these things and see what they have online before you go over there.
And if you're doing something personalized and you can't get it done by tomorrow, you can always say it's on the way. It's just not done. It was delayed because of something.
It was delayed, and show them the picture.
Yeah. But make sure you tell them that it's not your fault. There was a very big backup, high demand.
A big backup on the orders.
Yeah.
Because all the women were ordering.
Yes. That's how you get around that.
So. Yeah. And I saw so many stores and things. Like Amazon has everything now. You know, Amazon has everything in the world.
They do. Oh, they do.
And then eBay. I've been using eBay lately.
Really? How's that going?
Well, I found out that this makeup that I use, you know, it's just gotten higher and higher. So I'm having to shop around. And I found it on eBay for like $45.
Really?
And everybody else was $97.
Whoa, so it's like, it's less than half.
That's right. And so all this makeup that we've all been spending all this money on, and even Amazon is higher than eBay.
Really? See, now that's...
And usually Amazon's got the best deals in the world. But apparently makeup is a weird deal. They charge so much for these little jars, you know. It's a heck of a deal.
Well, yeah, it's special and it's premium.
We should be in that business, you know, making up this little 25% deal and selling it for $95. I love it. Because it's only 2 ounces.
Oh, yeah.
2 ounces for $97.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you get 2 ounces for $97, you think it's oh, my gosh, this must be amazing.
It must be the most great thing in the world. So, yeah. You know, I've been shopping at fragrance.com. They were out.
Really?
And they had a lot better prices than anybody. But they were out. So I said, where can I get this and not pay this terrible sum of money?
Yeah.
And I just happened to think about eBay. I didn't think it'd be there, but it was.
I never think
about
it.
And they now carry all these fabulous brands of cosmetics.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, not for me.
Women should not be paying retail.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. I mean, I know you see all the ads on TV and everywhere else, and it's like, oh, wow, here's this new makeup, and I don't know what it does, but I know that, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be pretty pricey, and sometimes they'll bundle things up, and they'll do the special things, like whatever the Cindy Crawford thing is, and the crepe erase, and they'll have those things.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
And, it's a billions and billions. I need to look it up and see how many billion a year is spent on cosmetics. I bet it's probably $100 billion.
I'm sure. I'd love to see the.
It's got to be a huge amount.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They charge so much, and everybody thinks we have to have it. Everybody says, "I've got to have that."
You have to. You have to have it. I mean, it's
That's
good
right.
stuff.
No self-respecting woman would be without it.
No. No. And I know some of the facial moisturizers. I know that some of them are just like probably water with like fruit in it or something, but there's some that actually work.
and now they have all of it for men.
Yeah, I know it. They have all this.
Yeah, all the men. Now, I know a lot of men would never admit they used it.
No, of course not.
All this stuff now for men.
Oh yeah, they do. And it's like, you know, I think they've realized that men go through the same things. Now we have, you know, an advantage, and my wife tells me this all the time. If you don't have a beard, if you keep your face shaved, you're shaving off all the dead skin and you're exfoliating all the time. But then there's others, you know, that will shave, which keeps you looking young, and then put like facial moisturizer on that. So I think probably the cosmetic people, whoever they are, have figured out that there's a whole market that is untapped. And so we do it, you know, not for ourselves, but for our spouses or girlfriends or
That's
whoever.
That's right. Yeah, for your wife to say something nice about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, you sure look a lot better today.
Yeah. You don't look like such an old slob. You know, you put the stuff
there
on
you
your face.
Go.
You look better.
And, you know, and men now go to... not just barbershops. They go to the places that have a high-class haircuts.
Yes, yes. I don't think we can call them salons, but they have like the fancy ring lights and, you know, all the...
And they do things to your face and
yeah.
all this other, you know. And they when they trim your hair, it's and they blow it dry, it's different.
Yeah.
And they charge a lot for that.
They do. They do. I remember, you know, the days.
It's about $50 to $60 for a haircut.
Yeah,
but everybody looks so much better than that old style.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth it.
You know, back in the old days, it was like going to Floyd's barbershop. And so,
that's know. Exactly right. I've seen so many men come out of the barbershop. Some of those old guys have just messed up their hair so bad.
Yeah. You know, you got to impress, whether you're hitting the town you want to impress your spouse. So, I mean, you got to keep up. So if you get it for Father's Day, maybe a tube or a jar or whatever they come in of like some kind of not a cosmetic. What do you call it? The face stuff that makes you look young.
Well, it's a moisturizer.
Oh, yeah.
they get moisturizer for them. They have shaving, either cologne or the liquid, you know, the different things. They've got so many things that makes you smell nice and makes your wife love you more. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Makes your wife love you more. Wow.
That's right. Well, you know, stinky guy or a fresh-smelling guy, which would you take?
Well, now that's
true. I would take the fresh guy every time.
See, you put it that way, it makes it's clear as day.
See, that's why we do that.
Yeah.
And the people that thought all this up are dadgum geniuses. And they're raking in billions and billions.
They really are. They really are. I'd hate to see, or maybe I'd love to see, maybe, what the profit margin on some of this is. But, I mean, some of it works.
I'll bet it's 80%.
Got to be. At least. I'd be shocked if it was.
I think so. Yeah. Now, some of it's made in New York City.
Yeah, well, New
York
City.
A lot of it is made overseas. You know, and Lancome is made overseas.
Yeah.
A lot of this is made in Italy and different places.
Yeah. So,
and I just think there's a huge market.
There is. There's got to be. Or I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar, if not trillion-dollar business. I don't know, but
I'm going to look it up and see how much is spent on cosmetics every year.
Yeah.
Because there is not any place in town that doesn't carry something.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, we're talking for men, we're talking like moisturizer stuff. We're not talking like makeup.
We're talking about moisturizers for your beard. They make all kinds of hand lotion. I mean, they're getting it together for men.
Yes.
And men are going to buy this stuff.
Yeah. Now, we're probably not, I can't speak for everybody, but many of us are probably not going to buy like men eyeshadow and stuff like that. So don't even think about that.
No, I don't think I would do that.
No, no.
People would talk about you.
They would if they don't already.
Look at that. He thinks he's on television.
That's
what they say.
Wow. So if you get some face moisturizer and some cologne, it's not an insult. It's the new trend. It's the new era that we're going into. So, and then
it is, and you just have to look at it and say, "Well, this looks good. I think it smells good."
Yeah.
And but the other thing you can do, if you're at fragrance.com, it'll tell you all about the product.
Click on it,
will tell you.
Hmm. See now,
and I know when I've bought cologne for men there, it'll say, it'll give all these reviews. And this one woman said, my husband was stopped several times and they asked him what he had on.
See?
So it smelled that good.
It may sound silly when we're talking about it, but it works. It totally works.
So, I should get paid for this.
You really should.
I mean, it would be nice. I mean,
you need to contact somebody because this is just another opportunity for you.
It's just another opportunity.
Yeah. You can do a whole series of how to make men better.
That's right. You got to get that moisturizer. You got to get that cologne, folks.
Yeah. put the cream in your beard and make it, you know, nice and soft.
That's right, because those beards look like they're kind of tough.
Wow. I feel like the show has gone from Your Money with Faye Bagby to like male makeup tips with Faye Bagby.
There you go. But we just thought of it since it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know, they should try something new. Their wives should get them to do this.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. I didn't see it going that way at all. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Next week, we'll do cooking tips with Faye Bagby.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We might as well have something new every week.
We might as well. Keep it fresh. Change the whole show.
That's right. Well, it'll give everybody something to talk about.
Yeah, it will. Oh, they're going to talk about this one, I guarantee. You're going to get some phone calls.
That's all right. Well, the women will appreciate it. The men may not, but the women will.
Yeah. Men may take insult to it, but your lady folk will probably like it a lot. So
that's right. That's right. You know, I knew my husband needed that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm sure most people never thought of getting their husband or father any kind of beauty products at all. That's never been on the list.
Now they know the score. They know that they should do it.
Wow. I guess we are definitely moving into a new era. Oh, my word. All right. Before we wrap, let's get serious. I can't get serious. Okay.
I know you can't even get serious today. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Okay, for annuities, there's not really a whole lot of risk or things that people need to know about or anything like that, is there? Or I mean, I can't think of anything.
No, not on annuities. As long as you're with a big company, a strong company, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, and you've established the foundation, so you know they've got huge, strong foundations, so we're solid there. For life settlements, there are two risks that you like to let people know about ahead of time. What's the first?
That's right. The first risk is it could go over and you would have to pay premiums. So we always give you that information up front. The second risk is not liquid until it matures. Okay. So if you needed some money, and which nobody's ever asked in their life, can I get my interest early?
No.
So that's fine. Then you must be accredited. You must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million, and that's without your home.
Okay. And that includes, like, businesses. It includes...
Your horses, your stocks, your bonds, different things like that.
Okay.
If you have some rental property, that goes on there. If you own a ranch, that can go on there.
Okay. And if people are, like, thinking about it, and they've never maybe done a life settlement before, but they're interested and they're starting to, you know, go through their head about, you know, some of their assets and trying to go through things, a lot of times it's worth noting that a lot of times people will forget about something, maybe forget about an old 401k, or maybe not realize that a rental property counts. It's everything except your primary residence. And so it is worth, you know, maybe going back, looking for old things that you may have forgotten.
Yeah, and list everything.
Yeah.
I had a friend not long ago that he had worked for more than one company, and he forgot that the company before the one he's with now, he left his 401k there. Never had paid attention to it. And once you leave there, you know, they don't care a thing about that 401k. They really want you to move it. So if you don't, they're just going to put in anything. They don't care.
Yeah.
You're no longer an employee of theirs.
Yeah. And so it is worth it. You've had people before that didn't think they were accredited, went back and added up their assets and realized.
And they really were.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is worth it. It does pay off to do it. Now, for annuities, there isn't such a strict accreditation process.
No, because we fill on the application, we fill out all the information. How much you owe, how much you make, what your net worth is.
All right.
And it's a simple one and very easy.
Okay, cool. So just a quick reminder, you may still have a few openings on Monday morning, unless something has changed. There may be a couple opportunities for this one policy. So check your email if you have one. Go back and check that. If not, and you want to just call on Monday and ask about it, see if there's still some openings, that is worth it, right? And that's the Novak policy?
That's the Novak policy.
Okay, cool. All right, but for all this to happen, you do need to call, make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.